Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, Adam's off somewhere rather special. He's gone to one of England's oldest historical monuments and a World Heritage site, Stonehenge. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kid presenter doing something awesome. This week, we're venturing 4,500 years back in time. Kind of. Adam's at Stonehenge to find out about its history. Now, it's a massive stone circle built by prehistoric humans. You might have seen Stonehenge in the news recently. That's because every year, well, twice a year, in fact, something somewhat magical happens. The sun aligns with the stones. It's called the solstice. And we're going to find out more right now.
Well, I'm Sue Martindale. I'm the volunteer manager here at Stonehenge. Stonehenge is a World Heritage Site. It's probably the most sophisticated stone circle in the world. Right, so the monument is it's inside a ditch and bank, which is the actual henge. And it's right, the stones have been placed right in the centre. You have blue stones, which are probably between 2 to 3 tonnes, and they're smaller. And you also have the very large sarsens, which can be up to about 35 tonnes. And standing here, we're looking through the stones at the solstitial alignment. So we're looking through past the biggest stone, out towards the heel stone. And that's the alignment where you would see the midsummer sunrise very first thing in the morning.
It's kind of crazy to me that these are sort of still standing after 4,000 or so years. And you were saying that all around us is kind of like a timeline of history.
Yes.
We kind of heard some of it on the bus as we came up here. Yeah. But just describe for me what else is here. We've obviously got the stone monument. You pointed out some, I'm going to call them little bumps in the ground. What are those?
Yeah. Well, the first evidence that we have of humans in this exact location is some Mesolithic post holes. And they're the remains of holes that would have held, we think, some very big timber posts. They date back to about 8,000 BC. And then following that, you have the Cursus, which is a very, very long earthwork, which runs all the way along the back of the Stonehenge landscape, which dates to about 3,300 BC. And then you have around about 3,000 BC, the Henge monument itself was constructed. The Henge is the ditch and bank that goes all the way around the outside of the monument. And then about 500 years later, they brought the big stones and started to construct the monument as we see it today.
And am I right in thinking we don't quite know why it exists?
That's right. We have no idea what their original thinking was. And their purpose might have changed because it took about 500 years to finish it off. So during that time, people's ideas might have changed. But they didn't write and they didn't leave us any pictures. So it's anybody's guess, really, what they were up to.
And you were showing me, just before we hit record, some very intricate-looking contraptions that these people 4,500 years ago might have used to move some of these stones.
Yes.
Do you want to talk me through a couple of those?
Yes. I mean, we have, over towards the visitor centre there, we have a replica stone, and that's an example, really, of the size of the bigger sarsen stones. So that stone, if it was real, would be around about 30 to 35 tonnes. And that's mounted on rollers. And the original thinking was that they moved heavy loads using rollers. So as the rollers were released at the back, people ran around and put them at the front. But there's now also a theory that they might have been moved on a sledge, where you build a frame around the stone and you put skis on the bottom. And we did an experiment a few years back. And it moved really easily across the grass. So we're now thinking that maybe that's a good option.
It might be impossible. In a sentence.
Yes.
What makes this such a special place to come and visit?
It's unique. It tells us a story about the sophistication of the people, which I think when we look back at 5,000 years, you know, we may think the people were very primitive, but they weren't. They were fabulous mathematicians. They were as clever as we are. And how inspired they must have been to have thought of doing something like this.
To find out more, just search Stonehenge. And if all the action's got you looking for something to do, here's a little craft.
Hey, it's Georgia, and we're going to create a Stonehenge miniature monument. You'll get to build a simplified version of this incredible stone circle. For this craft, you'll need a few simple materials. Some small rocks or stones, you can collect them from your garden or a park, cardboard or a sturdy base, glue, paint and paintbrushes. For the first step, find some small rocks or stones that will represent the sarsen stones at Stonehenge. You can even paint them grey to make them look more like the real thing. For step two, cut a circular base from cardboard or use any sturdy surface as your Stonehenge foundation. On to step three, glue the painted rocks onto your circular base in a circle, just like the sarsen stones at Stonehenge. And the final step, add some extra details using paint or markers. Great job, young archaeologists! You've now created your very own Stonehenge miniature monument. It might not be as enormous as the real thing, but it's just as fascinating and mysterious.
And just like that, we're done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say Play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon!